Acquired Taste Podcast.
This is the Acquired Taste Podcast.
I want to kick off the entire thing. Bethany, can you just say what you said to us before we started rolling?
I burned my nipple with a curling iron today.
And let's get to the topic.
Hot damn.
I just enjoyed that way too much.
Did you do it on purpose?
No, God, no. I'm not into that kind of stuff anymore.
You should try it.
I got really excited for a second.
No, I tend to do my hair and makeup naked in the morning because I don't want to get like powder on my black shirt, and I only wear black.
Samesies.
You know, so.
Your favorite summer color.
It is my favorite summer color. So I get ready naked, and I was curling my hair because we had a guest in today and I wanted to look presentable. And I just sort of brought the curling iron down too much.
Right.
Too close to my body.
Yep.
And it. On my right nipple. Mm.
Is that why you're going like, I see, like, it looks like braless or bralette?
It is a bralette.
Okay.
Thank you for noticing.
Sexy. Oh my God, you're turning me on right now.
I just pulled my dress down to show my bra to the women. This is what this has come to.
This was not scheduled, but I think it's
no,
all
we
important.
Didn't schedule. We didn't schedule the Bethany shows off her bra moment of the podcast.
Coincidentally, though, the topic of the week, we decided, you know, we like making each other feel a little awkward. It's kind of a sick, twisted game we play with one another. So this week's topic.
Come on, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Awkward intentional cutoff.
I love it.
Thank you.
So are we talking about sex?
We're going to talk about sex because... something kind of happened to me kind of recently, not very recently, but recently enough that I would love to hear the opinion of the two of you ladies and the judgment of others.
Okay.
So to sum up my life, it all started when I was 3.
Oh, God.
And I used to be very, very reserved about whom I had sex with.
Like, yes.
I didn't even have sex until I was in love up until 23. And right now I'm 25.
Yeah, like I've known you when you wouldn't have sex unless you were in love.
Oh, yeah. Like it, and I enjoyed it then. I enjoy it now. But I went out with the guy and it was our first date and it was the immediate click, crazy intense. And second date, I was in his bed and I stayed over and the sex happened.
The sex happened.
The sex happened. Dun, dun, dun. On the second date, which felt great then. Normal, we dated for a while. There was no problem. But now looking back at it.
Yeah.
Do you regret?
I don't know if regret is the right word, but I still get really nervous and giggly, and I can't tell if I'm judging myself or not.
Mm.
And I need to know what you ladies think about this second date sex encounter.
So... are you concerned because you had sex on the second date, or are you concerned because you had sex with this particular person?
Second date.
Second date sex is your main concern.
It is, and I don't think that that's necessarily a right thing for me, but it really is a gut instinct. Like, I'm worried. I'm weird about it, but I...
Follow-up question, Kathleen. Do you mind me asking a follow-up question?
No, go ahead.
Follow-up question, Sam. Are you worried about second date sex in how it reflects on you, or are you worried about second date sex in how it might impact the future of the relationship? Please answer the question.
Secret answer number 3, I'm worried about second date sex because now I feel like now that I opened that date, mm-hmm. Sam's going to just go through, I'm going to be burning through them.
So floodgates.
Maybe first date sex would be on the table.
That's what I'm slightly worried about.
Yes, I see where you're coming from.
The buildup of panic did not... you know, it didn't really live up to what I was worried about. So now it's just sex for me.
First off, I think women in general need to give themselves a break because, and I know you girls, and we're all kind of in the same boat. We're extra hard on ourselves for no particular reason. And I know a lot of women and men out there are the same way. They overanalyze every single little thing they do, especially when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
I think you need to give yourself a break on this one.
Oh, I want to. Why can't I do it so easily?
Because just because you had sex on the second date with one person doesn't mean you're going to feel the same way, you know, the next time you're seriously dating somebody.
It's true, because I wasn't just hot and heavy at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as our first date and all throughout the second date, I'm like, this, I really have a draw for this. We're not dating anymore. It didn't last terribly long, but that crazy attraction where I was like, yes, this is someone that I want to date. Mm-hmm. Was there immediately.
And it's not like, I mean, it's kind of, by the way, welcome back, Kathleen, from Fluville.
Oh, thank you.
We missed you last week.
Thanks. I lost 0.5 pounds.
You're healthy. That's all we care about.
Yeah.
But we were saying in last week's podcast without you, Kathleen, that like the way that we define whether something is empowering or not is why you do it.
Yes.
Like, what is your reasoning behind doing it? And so, Sam, I will circle that back to you, which is, if you had sex with him on the second date because you wanted to have sex with him on the second date, then you're fine. If you had sex with him on the second date because you were like, oh, but he's going to think I'm a bummer if I don't, or oh, I feel pressured and I should, then that's not an okay thing.
I'm so glad you said that, because now that helped it click. Like, now that makes sense. Now
Yay!
I'm less panicky about sex whenever I decide that it's right for me to have sex.
And it's crazy how often, as women, we need to tell ourselves this, but my sister says it to me all the time, and she's freaking amazing. She says, you are allowed to say no to sex at any point. If you have been married to the man for 10 years and you suddenly don't want to have sex, you get to say no. If it's a first date and you don't want to have sex, you get to say no. If you are halfway through the act of sex and you suddenly don't feel comfortable, you get to say no. And he should not make that an issue for you.
Damn, I love your sister.
No, she's friggin' amazing.
Holy crap. All right, I love that. And the funny part of this whole thing, if that wasn't just awkwardly giggly enough for you, is that I had a panic attack mid-sex with that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I did. To the point where I didn't realize it was... I can laugh about it now. But
in the moment you were sobbing.
I was freaking out. The point where I didn't know it was happening until he had his hands on either side of my face slapping my cheek.
What?
Wait, what?
I'm not kidding. This happened. I guess I had this realization, like, second date sex, while it was happening, because he put his hands on both sides of my cheek, started slapping my cheek, and he's like, Sam, come on, look at me. Until I looked at him, and he goes, are you okay?
Whoa.
Like, we'll stop. Like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. But that's, like, it hit me immediately while it was going on. He was so sweet about it. He was perfect.
So...
Did you time travel?
I don't know what happened. I had an outer body experience. I was So Raven for a minute.
Like, you did that So Raven. Oh, that was So Raven of you.
That was a good show.
I love that show.
Raven Simone, we miss you. Come
back. Oh my God, come back and do that So Raven. If Fuller House can do it, Raven.
Right?
You can do it.
She's fabulous.
She's busy on The View.
Oh yeah, she's fabulous.
We can't pay attention.
So did you have like a... You like suddenly panicked, or like you blacked out?
I deered in headlights. I had no thoughts. I was not a part of what was happening. Mm-hmm. And I just looked at, I had like this non-focal point over, you know, behind him or something, over his shoulder or whatever.
You were staring into the middle distance.
Until he brought me back and was like, all right, like, Sam, look at me. Like, it's okay. Calm down. Talk to me. He had to say, he's like, talk to me. What's wrong? We'll stop. Like, don't worry. Don't start freaking out on me. It's okay. He was, again, he was wonderful. Nothing happened that I was not okay with happening. I just completely zoned out when I'm like, good Sam, who didn't have sex until college and is having sex on a second date with the guy she's only known for like a week and a half.
Okay, super personal question, and you don't have to answer.
Because I'm personal so far.
So after he slapped your face and brought you back to Earth, did you keep having sex, or were you like, was it over?
Yeah, no, I was okay. I needed him to bring me back and for me to realize like why I was, because I was with this person who's so caring and that gave more a crap about me than the situation.
Cool.
That I realized how I got myself into this in the first place.
That makes me happy that he was cool about it.
He was so cool about it.
Aww.
Yeah, we're not seeing each other, but it's no hard feelings. It just like didn't work out. I only have good things to say about the guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was... So if you guys at home knew me, you'd know how weird that was for me.
Oh, Kev.
Should we do a shot?
Yeah,
Bethany and
booze?
Kathleen are looking at me with a combination of like concern and amusement because neither of them knew this story. So they
are like a little worried about you. Grab the booze.
Yeah, the cherry skinny girl stuff. I like
that. Stuff's
that?
So good.
Our lipstick prints are all over the mouth of the bottle.
You know what? That's from the very first podcast we did that never made it to air because it was so unruly and out of control.
Yeah, that's true.
But we all did shots.
Yeah, pop the...
There it is. Oh, hello, lady.
Shall we?
Yeah, do a shot.
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers. We're all doing pulls from the same bottle.
Right. Ooh! Breakfast of champions!
I got some in my nose, but it feels good in the bad way. I mean, bad in the good way.
Oh, this is 30% alcohol.
Yeah. Great.
That's great. That's really good.
It's going to be fun working for the rest of the day.
Mm. I love that wild cherry flavor.
Anyone else, either of the two of you, had some kind of weird, uncomfortable, un-yourself, quote-unquote, sexual encounter that you don't have... Hopefully a panic attack wasn't involved, but like in any capacity.
I'm sure.
I will admit this. When I was a freshman in college, I had a kind of like a one night stand kind of. Ooh. I mean, I wasn't dating the guy, and it just was like a one night thing. But he wasn't a stranger.
Okay.
We knew each other. We went to the same school, and I knew that it was such the wrong decision for me afterwards because I just puked the whole next day.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, what did you do? I was so disappointed in myself for making this decision. And it wasn't anything I felt good about. You know, sometimes women have one night stands and they're so empowered and like, right. I can have sex like a man, you know, that whole Sex in the City thing.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't the right decision for me. And it wasn't ever anything I ever did again. But I guess you kind of have to get it out of your system when you're young. And
it prevented you for making those kinds of decisions again because they weren't right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What made you do it in the first place?
Alcohol.
Yeah.
And it was spring break too. We were out of state.
And I feel like I'm not saying you have to sleep around or even like sleep out of wedlock if that's not your jam.
Yeah.
But there is something to be said for experiencing life. And that was my thing, is I was raised very religiously.
Okay.
And so you didn't have sex before marriage.
Oh boy.
And those rules loosened up a little bit as I got older.
I'll explain sex to you later, Bethany.
Thank you. I'm excited to try it someday. I definitely made the active choice. Like, I am going to have sex out of wedlock, and I do want to have sex with multiple partners because I want to experience as much of life as possible. And so that was like an active choice. But with that came like, oh, you know, you've tried beverages that you didn't like.
I
wouldn't try again.
Yeah.
But I was like, that, you know, sometimes you need to try like a mango cocktail-y sort of weird thing that has rum in it. And then you don't like it afterwards.
I'll never mix cocktails.
Or a yummy
again.
Spanish man named Antonio.
Right, exactly.
Or hey, like Antonio.
Creepy guy with too big of a beard who you went to high school with. Or whatever. Whatever.
That's a good reason, though. I like that.
That was my thing. And now I'm at a weird point in my life where I feel like I've hit the number. Like, when I got out of a relationship a couple of years ago, part of that was I'm not done experiencing life yet. I'm not done like finding a new partner yet. And now I feel very comfortable at like my number, the number of people I've slept with.
Ooh, I don't know your number. Mm-hmm.
I just counted. I just wrote it down the other day. Like, I went through and I thought, could I remember the first and last name of everybody I've slept with? Yes, very easily, which I was proud of.
Good.
And I'm very happy with my number. I don't feel like it's too high, but I also don't feel like it's too low.
Can you hand gesture the number right now?
Yeah.
I know you want to say it just because of...
Oh.
Oh. It's not what I was expecting.
Yeah, no, it's actually...
You're not half the hussy I thought you were.
But I'm like ready to have that number be capped.
Yeah.
You
okay.
know, that's I'm ready to move to number three.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank
now,
you.
Now, do you... Okay, I had that same thing when I was like 20.
I'm like, enough is enough. No. As you smoked your cigarette at the end of the bar.
I
used to be beautiful.
I'm too old for this game. Do you or would you loop back? Like, I've had where I've broken up with someone, so at that point of my life, I'm not going to find a new guy to have sex with, because again, this was older school Sam.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of occasions where I've called exes that I, you know, that I had been with, and I'd have a one night stand with them, and I'm like, it doesn't count because we used to date.
So I would totally loop it back.
Right?
Yeah, there's a couple I would loop it back with.
What about you, Kathleen? Kathleen's been with Neil for how long, her husband?
35 years. Yeah. You've been alive for 29 of them.
11 years. So I have nobody to loop it back to. Like, literally. Like, I could call up Neil and be like, hey, remember when we did it that time in the dorm?
Wait, can I tell a secret you told me?
Uh-huh.
And then we can delete it if you don't want me to tell it.
Nope.
So there was a year that the company LoveSack
yes.
Oh, yeah.
endorsed like Jingle Ball one year, and they gave everybody these gorgeous, really super comfy LoveSacks, which are just like these giant beanbag chairs, but they have faux fur covers. They're so comfortable.
They're amazing.
And so you got your LoveSack, Kathleen, and you brought it home, and you were like, Neil and I did it on the LoveSack. We pretended we were in college.
Because sometimes you just need a beanbag chair to mix things up.
Wait, please. So I've been meaning to ask follow-up questions since that conversation 2 years ago. Yeah. Did you dress up in a college outfit? Like, did you wear like a sorority t-shirt and like
short shorts? Don't you dare blush.
You're a freak.
No, we drank some Yinglings and we're like, hey, how you doing? How's calculus?
It's my dream to have a marriage like Kathleen and Niels.
And we only did it that one time because it was kind of awkward and we're like, oh God, we're really happy we're adults with like a big bet.
Okay, have you ever though, like has Neil ever come home and he's like, oh, being a lumberjack is so hard. And you're like, oh, I hate being a prairie wife.
Yes, of course. Of course, I like being, I'm going to take care of you because I'm your nurse. You tell me where it hurts and I'll massage it.
The thing about Kathleen is everything you say is a little sexy. Even when you're talking about coding.
It's a problem.
It's an issue for all of us. We're all turned on all the time by you.
Have you guys ever seen this episode of Modern Family where the dad, Mr. Dumphy, and the mom, played by Julie Bowen.
Yeah.
They do this thing on Valentine's Day where they don't know each other. They go to a hotel bar.
No, that's so great.
And they have like all these fake names for each other. And they just like, they pretend to pick each other up. I've always wanted to do that.
You haven't done it?
No. Have you guys ever?
No. Every Friday night, but I don't actually know the guy, and I always say no. So
you need to watch the opening scene of Four Christmases with Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn.
That's a great movie.
That's yes. I love that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
I always thought you and Neil did that. You're like totally the type of couple that like, oh, hi, Patrick. Are you a day trader? Because I'm a really naughty school teacher.
Right?
And I'm blowing off some steam.
I could see you with wigs. Like, you'd go full out, different character. And instead of his regular taco shirt, he'd have, like, a burrito shirt. Like, he'd be a totally different guy as well.
I plead the fifth.
Okay, Kathleen.
Yeah.
You have an active choice to make now.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
Meeting up with you?
Nope. You and Neil are going to a bar and meeting for the first time, and you must report back.
And we're live airing it on the podcast.
Yay! I'm going to take pictures.
Okay, do you accept this challenge?
I accept this challenge.
Okay, report back. So next week, Kathleen and her husband Neil are going to come. He doesn't have to come, but you're going to report back.
Oh, someone will come. I mean,
I love her.
God, I love you. Take your shirt off.
Take pictures. Take a picture on the date of you two as a different couple. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
My face Daphne is so and Richard.
I'm getting heated, guys. My cheeks are flushed.
Your fantastically placed cheekbones are turning rouge.
Very much.
You are wearing a very structured but functional wool jacket.
Oh, yes, I know. It's too hot in here. I need to get off.
This was a fun one, guys.
This was. So I still want to go around the room and everybody tell me something you learned this week, though. You have to do it. I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
I actually didn't think ahead.
I learned nothing. What did I learn this week? Oh, I learned that I can't eat food and then fall asleep. It doesn't matter what it is or how much it is. I had onion rings and then I accidentally passed out and I was like sick the whole next part of the day. Not the poops. That would have helped. I wish I got the poops. No, just the like I swallowed a full brick feeling.
I know that.
So, you know, be careful. Not all of us can eat and sleep. Do it responsibly.
It's true. Kathleen, did you learn anything this week?
Yes, I did. Much like your fingerprints, your tongue has its own imprint.
Where did you learn that?
I read it on the internet.
Okay.
So I'm just going to leave my mark everywhere by licking things.
Do you know what I learned this week?
What?
Kangaroos cannot jump backwards.
No.
They cannot.
Get the hell out of here.
They don't even try. They never learn.
They don't even try.
I feel like I heard that once, but I can't be certain.
It's the first time you've ever heard that fact.
Fair.
Okay. Well, that was an Acquired Taste podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We are live on the internet now. iHeartRadio is carrying us, which is dope as hell.
Woo-hoo!
So download the iHeartRadio app. You can find us. And then you can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at, what are we? At Acquired Podcast.
Acquired Podcast on Twitter and Acquired Taste Podcast on Instagram.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes. Just whatever. You'll find us. Okay. Sam, we love you.
Love you.
Where can people follow you on Instagrams and everything?
I am at Sam and Radio on Instagram and Twitter.
Kathleen?
At WebGirlKathleen on everything.
Yep. Bethany?
And then I am Radio Bethany on Twitter and Ms. Bethany Watson on the Instagrams. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Tweet us, Instagram us, and check back in with us next week.